Welcome to the first Jew and Numeric podcast of 2012. I'm Howard Hudson, and our latest guest is Stain Banier, who works on our Third Age online project, Tau for short. So, Stain, what's the main premise, and why is this project needed?
Main premise, or main target within our goal of the project, is actually to increase older adults' participation in online communities, or the senior activities on the social media and online communities level, to increase that, to mobilize and activate them to be more engaged online.
Mm-hmm. And when you say older adults, from what age are you talking?
Yeah, 50 years and older. And when we see it in practice, most of the time, 65 till 70.
Okay.
Main target.
And what's your oldest participant?
Probably older than 100 years old, I
really?
Guess. Yeah, really.
Okay. And you're working with senior communities in Switzerland and here in the Netherlands and in Germany. Will the results be useful for the elderly in other countries and including emerging economies?
Yeah, that's one of the researches we are working on. At the moment, we will also do a context analysis. And of course, the Netherlands, Switzerland and Germany, the economy is quite good. There's lots of internet connectivity. And therefore, of course, there will be a difference from other countries, and especially in the emerging economies. And one of the research questions will be to what extent these results will be useful and how they can be compared to other countries outside Western Europe, but also within Western Europe.
Okay. In terms of the expected outputs, you mentioned better access and services for the elderly. Can you give us some concrete practical examples of this?
Yeah, for one example, we're also working with Wikimedia chapters from Switzerland and Germany, and they are also trying to get more seniors involved to get more knowledge, of course, on their websites, in their articles. One of the main developments on their websites will be that the editing, writing part of articles will be enhanced and also made accessible for elderly people, because currently it's not that good.
And what do you mean by accessible?
For example, bigger fonts, easier to use, more what you see is what you get interface instead of the current interface.
The HTML.
It's different from HTML with different codes and everything.
Yeah.
So they also want to involve more seniors for their knowledge sharing, of course, and therefore they also should improve their website.
Okay, so a lot of it is based, in terms of the free access to knowledge, a lot of it is based on the Wikimedia Foundation. Isn't that already free by definition? I mean, can't they already get involved in this sort of writing?
Yes, they can already, but it seems that it's really hard for the seniors to... on one hand, they don't even know that they have the possibility to edit or write these articles. They are just reading these articles and maybe commenting it within their own peer groups, but not really on the website. And on the other hand, the interface is quite, maybe you can say old-fashioned, the wiki interface, and especially the editing part should be improved to also include these generations.
Okay, probably should clarify that the Wikimedia Foundation, the biggest product is the Wikipedia online encyclopedia that obviously a lot of people use probably too much at work, etc. But, I mean, what other elements are there within Wikimedia that the project's using?
We also are working on one of the outputs of the project will be a handbook for the community of practice. And it will be published on Wikiversity, which is an online also collaborative platform for writing and also engaging this community of practice. For example, senior communities, people working with seniors and seniors themselves can also access this handbook and add chapters, paragraphs, and give feedback on parts that we are writing, examples of including seniors online, activating, mobilizing them, that way we can get on.
Is it multimedia as well?
It is possible to add video, pictures, and audio and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure to what extent it will happen for the moment, but we might include that in the last year of the project, which will be next year.
Okay. I mean, also on the project website, you've got a stated goal of intergenerational integration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how will this work in practice? And also, I mean, how much of this could be seen as quite patronizing?
On the one hand, of course, we are a younger generation, not only the academics in the project, but also some of the senior community partner people. Of course, it's a bit patronizing in that way that we are telling them how to work, how to organize their senior communities, their organization and everything. But on the other hand, they are willing to learn. And that's the interesting thing of the collaborative intergenerational debate that we are trying to create within the project. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, we can learn from them, and on the other hand, they can learn from us. And of course, for example, SeniorWeb the Netherlands is quite a big organization. Is already for 15 years old, has 125,000 senior members.
Mm-hmm. All over 50.
Over 50. The organization is about 30 or 40 people that are working on their website, their online communication protocols, like a forum, mm-hmm. mailing list, and everything, support for elderly.
Mm-hmm. And on how many of those 120,000 are active daily or weekly users?
Yeah, that's quite interesting. That's one of the first things we researched. We checked on their website we made use of their databases and their forum activity and everything. And it's only about 12,000 people that are really active on these different media they have on their website.
So it's a bit like Twitter. People sign up and then just leave.
Yeah, but yeah, for SeniorWeb, the most interesting thing for seniors to sign up for it is that they get PC support, and that's also possible by telephone or assistance via email. Mm-hmm. You can imagine that people are not only using the forum on the website, but just sometimes
using different media. Yeah,
okay. Printer is not working or something, and just get some information on that.
Okay, so you're over a year into the project.
Mm-hmm.
How many years to go?
2 years now.
Two years now.
Yeah.
And how is it going? I mean,
We just did our first real big survey. About 2,000 people in Netherlands, Germany, and Switzerland participated, and we hope to publish some results soon. It will be on social media use and well-being of seniors, and also internet use and computer use in general. And on the other hand, we're also trying to involve offliner seniors to see to what extent they are not using the internet and why they are not using the internet or a computer at all.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it can also be possible to compare these things. In the first year, most of the research activities that were done were within the action research part of the project. So we set up an internet course for early internet beginners, actually, in Switzerland and in the Netherlands. Most of the research was carried out for SeniorWeb, and we checked to what extent their members are engaging online in social media and their own communication options on the website.
What were the results?
So like I said, about 12,000 of the 125,000 members are using these social media features on the website at the moment, and they of course want to include and activate more of their members in these things. One of the other results is that we tried to set up these activities with these beginners courses and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we checked to what extent people are being mobilized and activated to use the internet. And second year will include another survey within a year, in the end of this year, and we hope to follow up on the first offliner and onliners that participated to what extent they change their behavior online or not.
Mm-hmm.
Next to that, we will do this context analysis, see to what extent Netherlands, Germany, and Switzerland may be representative to other countries, and also an impact analysis to see to what extent the senior communities and the other community partners in the project are changing and being helped by the research activities that are being done.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.